AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
BJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you Big Facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, BigFactsPod.com.
Live from the Trap Music Museum, Big Bang, Baby Jade, DJ Scream Team, Big Facts welcomes today a brother that's heating up the streets by the name of Boss Man D-Lo. Boss Man
D-Lo pulled
up to the Trap Music Museum. What's up? What's up? What's up, my brother? How you feeling? You good? You good?
Yeah, bro, I'm good. I'm telling you.
That's
good.
What's up. Welcome to the ATL. So you've been running around, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing and shit. Yeah, for sure. So where exactly are you from? Because you from a small town by the name of...
Small town, bro. Port Salerno.
Port Salerno?
Port Salerno.
Yeah. And that's in Florida, right?
Yeah.
So explain Port Salerno to the world. What is Port Salerno?
Yeah,
in a few words.
Port Salerno to me is... Like, four cities out, like, we, I ain't gonna lie, we just a little hood, like, we probably got...
What's the population?
Shit. Bitch, to us, about 50, you feel me? it's probably, there's a lot of other people, you know what I'm saying? But the hood, couple of streets, that's it. Shit, small, bro.
So I know, like, growing up in Port Salerno, you were raised in a household with both of your parents, right?
Oh, yeah, me, yeah.
So how do you think being raised with... both of your parents either affected or deflected your perspective on life and your decision-making skills as you were growing up?
I mean, shit, like the two-parent home shit, like that shit, it don't really matter, because at the end of the day, you still gonna leave the house. Like, you still got to go to school.
Yeah.
And then, you feel me, you got all the activities after, you still got homeboy, like, or whatever you gonna go through, you gonna go through.
Yeah.
Well, it don't really matter about that shit, like, but okay. It's still a, you know what I'm saying, to where you'll still make better decisions probably just you know, both. That means
you have a more firm foundation.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
For sure.
We hear a lot of people use the term, and sometimes a little too loosely, like boss. Like, I'm a boss. So, from your perspective, like, what is a boss? Like, what is the definition from Boss Man D-Lo, claims boss? Like, break it down for us.
A boss is really, like, being able to, when you able to, like, feed your mama, you know what I'm saying, your kids, you know what I'm saying, you, like, conducting your business, handling your business, and just staying where you need to be, you know what I'm saying? Just a boss, bro. Feel me?
I feel like, in addition to what he's saying too, a boss is also somebody that is able to effectively create other bosses.
I agree with that. I agree.
Like, if you
just
can
be the boss, and then you got just workers,
all the power. Like, if you can
you have a
spread
boss
that power around,
make everybody else
power,
a boss.
Empower other people.
One boss go down, we all bosses still. We can get that boss back, right?
Baby. Exactly.
Boss go down, not everything fucked up.
You think everybody got it in them to be a boss?
Yeah, nah, they don't. But that's it's. Oh no, that's a hard one.
What was that day or that moment when you was like, shit, it's on me. Like, I'm the boss. Like, I got to step up and handle the biz and stand on it. Like, what was that moment for D-Lo?
I don't know, bro. I just always felt that, like, because I could never work no job, I'd be in that bed 2 weeks, and then bitches just be like, I'm straight. You feel me? Like, what the fuck? I don't know, bro. Like, I just knew, like, damn, I can't work, bitch. Like, my body is gone.
Oh my God.
G shit, I'm honest, like, I can't work.
Yeah.
So now it's like, I just be sitting back like, damn, I can't work. I know,
like,
I ain't.
Like, locking in, just fucking your nervous system.
I'm telling you, I know I ain't finna just be broke as fuck.
Right.
Yeah. I know it ain't finna go like that. So it was like, I don't know, something gotta pop, bitch.
What's the closest major city to y'all town?
Palm Beach.
So niggas from y'all city get caught up trying to say like they from Palm Beach. You know how when niggas from a small town, they try to say the closest next city, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying. Nah. That's probably like store, Port St. Louis and shit like that. Fort Pierce.
So you made your bidding to make sure you let them folks know you from.
Yeah, I'm from Port Salerno.
Exactly.
Boy, I don't give a damn if it's one street, two streets, that's where I'm from. Feel?
Brain. How was it like coming up? Like, how many niggas you have to leave behind? How many niggas you brought with you?
Shit. That shit got crazy, you feel? That's just how that shit go, though, you feel me? You ain't doing the same shit. You ain't doing the same shit at the same level. That's just how it go. The real one's gonna come with you, though.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Right.
In another interview, you said some of the best advice you could give, I don't know if you were saying to an artist or a street nigga or whatever, but you were saying save your money.
Oh, yeah.
Why you big on that?
You feel me? You don't know how to do that, bitch. You can't. You feel me? Listen, one thing, getting money, it's like that way of money ain't just, you ain't just gonna just be 3, 4, 5 years just getting the same fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Like, having the same run.
Yeah, like, you gotta save that shit, bro. Mm. You feel me? That shit in, now you on some whole other shit.
Because we in a culture where it's like, ain't nobody ever really said that. Definitely nobody ain't rapping about that. But you comfortable saying, hey, bro, you probably should save your money because this shit going to have peaks and valleys.
Though. I'm telling you. Yeah. This shit ain't no fire, but there ain't nothing just, you feel me? You got there roses and peaches like that, boy.
Yeah.
You got to save that money.
Yeah.
How long you swinging, like, at them hits before you made one?
Shit. I've been rapping since 19, bro. Tried some shit.
And you're 25 now, right?
Yeah,
okay.
25. So I was rapping since 2019.
How you knew that was that one?
I felt that bitch. Like, after I made the biggest, you feel me? It was like,
yeah.
Oh, when I got out the booth, I was like, wow, that bitch hard, bro. Oh no, you feel me? But let other people hear. You feel me? And I think I sucked it to a couple females too, just to see. Hey, what this sound like? They like, damn, you hard. What the fuck? Like, all right. when I tried that shit. You feel me?
A lot of young people want to come up, man. Like some of them kind of, I don't know if it's like an entitled thing, but they don't feel like they want to necessarily got to work. Like they work is just kind of social media, but you kind of beating up the pavement doing everything. You on social media, you on the streets, you pulling up on DJs and all that shit. Like, what puts you in that mindset to say, this is how I'm going to move my shit as opposed to how some of the other young niggas doing it?
Shit, because that's the key. That was my whole thing when I first started rapping, is to listen to people and, okay, I ain't trying to sound like you. I ain't trying to do what you did. You feel me? I got to do it differently. And we going to beat every aspect. Fuck it. It's just like how I look at the business world. Like, when I get, you know what I'm saying, these businesses, opening businesses, like, I'm going to have my hand in everything, not just doing one thing and that's it. Nah.
So I know that, like, when you were younger and you were coming up, you were pretty good at basketball, right?
Yeah.
So do you still play basketball? And as of right now, who is your current favorite player in the NBA?
I don't even play. I don't play basketball. I ain't got no win for that no more.
You be playing 2K?
Yeah, I love when I get time, but I don't be playing no more. But yeah, I play 2K.
Okay.
And
who's your favorite player?
My favorite player, my favorite team always was Boston Celtics, you feel me?
Okay.
But,
What type of...
got no favorite player.
What type of females interest you?
What type of females?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Like, ones that's like, they be like genuine, you feel me? Like, and I could tell. So, like, genuine, like, don't, like, they just, I don't know, bro. Really.
So, like, when a fake hoe comes in your vicinity, does your radar start going off?
Yeah, I can feel it, bro. I can feel it. ASAP.
Okay.
For sure.
I think we all maybe been there in life. You don't think you ever been fooled, like, in life? Like, ever by a female? Like, they could, sometimes they could act that. But it don't be that.
Sure. They good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the first thing I said. Because it's like, it's genuine. But it might, you know what I'm saying? You might not find out out for real.
Yeah.
But, bitch, you got to read.
Crazy. Yeah.
But they good as hell, boy. Tell you.
Yeah.
So another thing, too, that I read is that when it comes to your music, and your focus when you're recording, you like to focus on women in the streets. So I just want to know, like, what made you understand that was a winning formula to keep you in the game for a long time?
Yeah, just research, bro. Like, I really was watching this shit. Like, watching what people like, you know what I'm saying? What lane I wanted to come in, I was watching this shit. Like, I already knew, like, you can't just make, you got to make music for both.
Right.
Club filled with both.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you say you was a student while you were coming up over the 7 years before you popped it all the way out. You was a student of the game, basically. Watching everything. Who's your favorite artist?
Future.
Yeah.
So they go into your, like, what they call it, when you can look at people, how much music they listen to, like, most of it is Future.
Yeah, most of them be Future. That boy, he done got gas, like,
Unlimited
gas.
Nigga touch every emotion, but he talking about everything.
I'm talking about everything.
Whatever you got, something, whatever you going.
Yes.
That boy made for the female and, you feel me, both. Yeah. That was like,
Who you want to do a feature with, though? Side feature. Who you want to do a feature with?
I want to do a feature with. I don't really know, bro. I don't really know. Like, I network with people. You feel me? Regardless,
who fuck with you, basically?
Yeah. What I'm on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
How you stay out of rap beef in this shit?
How you stay out of rap beef?
Yeah, because it seems like it's as you ascend, like, it's almost inevitable. Somebody gonna take a shot. Somebody gonna do some shit.
Yeah, nah.
How you stay out of that?
Well, I mean. And we don't do no popping it on the internet, so we ain't. But what I'm saying, like, that beef shit, like, nigga already come in the rap game with beef.
That too. Yeah. That too.
He already came in. He had beef for the rap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me, I ain't got no beef, bro. I come, it, no, I'm money, you feel me? Mm. I'm put you in a whole nother mindset.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. We could beef, but what I gonna do?
You feel like you one of the people that's gonna lead into bringing that money talk back and that hustling and that mindset?
Yeah, I'm damn sure gonna try.
Yeah.
I'm gonna beat it in your head. Get you better, get some bread.
Get you some money, nigga.
So
where did Big Zah come from?
Oh no, like we just smoking real Zah. So I just I'm calling myself Big Zah. Plus cause I got locked up, Boss Man D Lo, so when I came out and went to rapping again, I was finna change my name.
What made you stop?
Cause everybody it was like I already had my little fans from Boss Man D Lo, so like, I ain't finna just
switch it up.
Yeah, I just kept going. Fuck.
The city you feel like fuck with you the most, like when you go to the time, like, damn, this love right here.
Shit, I don't know. It was Gainesville, but I mean, it's still in Gainesville too, but I'm saying, like, North Carolina, the Carolina, the boy, there's love out there for sure. Mm.
I just seen you went down there for Timbo.
Yeah, fuck with that boy.
Yeah, that's family right there.
Yeah, boy, solid for sure.
He gonna get you the money too.
Yeah, all 100. Really? No, how you want?
Crispy 100. That boy play. He bought that.
Freshly printed.
He bought that. Business.
Make sure you good all the way around. Now, for shout sure. out Timbo, man.
For sure.
The fans want to know how much paper was that on that famous animal freestyle? Pull it out.
All that famous animal.
Pull it out. It's about like this high.
I ain't gonna lie, I really ain't counted though, bro. Probably 20, 30, some shit like that.
Okay.
I ain't counted though.
Yeah. And that's more just, so when you do some shit like that, that ain't flexing. That's more just motivating niggas. Like,
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I already know how that shit be cut. I don't know. Like, I was on the other side, so I know sometimes it's easy to just look at it and be like, man, fuck nigga.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, you gotta just try to look at that shit like, damn, boy, I gotta feel me. I gotta get it up. You know what I'm saying? If you sit in the house like, damn, I can't get no money, man. Shake that you can't get no money shit. You better get you some motherfucking money.
Yeah, you better go outside and get some fresh air and
all that. You can't, bitch. There's too many ways out here.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, man. They said they need Elsa's.
When I get big fat. AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Do you have a favorite food?
A favorite food? Mm-hmm. Nah.
Do you cook?
Steak and shrimp type shit. Probably just
what's some like
the normal shit.
I thought you were gonna say hibachi.
Yeah, hibachi. That's what I'm talking about.
What's some of the shit you seen when you watching the game that you like, man, I ain't gonna never do that when I get in there?
What? Oh no, like there's a lot of shit going on. That shit crazy. Hey, nigga with these nails and these dresses and shit. They popping it. They crazy, man.
So your fashion never go like that type of fashion.
Nah,
you gonna stick to the basics.
Yeah, you know me, I'ma keep it street, bro. Yeah. I ain't changing, bro. I ain't doing all that, you feel me? I'm gonna be the same person $1 billion later, you feel me?
Yeah.
Now that's a big statement now. $1 billion, something gotta change. All right. Something, I ain't saying you like
back
you
on the show when they have him.
Okay.
You feel me?
Hey, he said he coming back.
Just like that right here.
He said he coming back.
I'm gonna sound just like that right here.
So you don't think when you see different, you do different though? You don't believe that?
Yeah, for sure. You gonna do different, but it don't have to change your character.
Your morals, your stand on facts.
So that will gonna make you the same person. Yeah, you'll just be, yeah, of course you'll be goddamn.
You might not want to smoke a blunt on TV. You might not, you know what I'm saying?
You might not.
You never know because you fuck around and start getting these white endorsed. What do you call them? Like corporate, not white.
Sponsorships.
Corporate motherfucker fuck with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So for sure.
Shit just get different.
Sometimes might not be like that, but hey.
Morally, though. Nah, for sure. Morally, nah. You can't change that.
Same principle, bro.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Mm.
What's the biggest thing you want to do for your city, even though it's a small town? Like, what's the biggest thing, like, when you hustling hard? Like, man, I wish I can go buy this, make it a hotel, build a mall, whatever. Like, what's the biggest thing, like, you got to do for your city?
I ain't gonna lie. See, like, we got, it's a little, you know what I'm saying? It's a good amount of kids around there. So it's like, I know what basketball, like, you know, the kid want to play basketball and shit, football, whatever it is. But I know, like, how raw you got to be. Like, it's so many football players and basketball players out here, Jits. Mm-hmm. If you just watch online, bro, these Jits raw as hell, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, they getting dumb training, bro. Eight, Sam. Feel me? So I want to put that shit right there in the hood.
Do you have kids?
Put one on leak the shooter.
Yeah, like they get real trained.
Yeah.
You got kids?
Nah.
Okay. You want kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
What the rest of the year look like for you? What you got lined up?
Shit, a bunch of music, shit, videos, and
any touring coming up?
Touring, yeah, that's coming up.
Okay.
You know. Yeah.
When you get in the studio, like you the type of. You got like that future Gucci man work or anything? Like you got a bunch of music or you take your time with it? Like what's your
I don't like to just run through songs. Like I like to try to
cook them up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't, cause you just rushing through shit and then you got 50,000 songs But none of them bitches don't mean no hit because you rush. It won't make no sense.
Mm. Or maybe you got too many.
It might be a nigga who hit up made 10 songs. He took his time and he got 3 hits. You feel me? Mm.
You think you put more or less effort in the hit that you got though?
Which one?
You know, like that banger, the one that going up. You think you put like, what you say, you know, like probably prepared for it, you just made it like on a fluke.
I just made that bitch. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what I'm saying. How them hits be made. Anytime a nigga make a hit, it be a fluke.
Yeah.
You try to goddamn push your brain and write and do all that. Yeah. Shit never come out like
that. That was one of the songs I was like, damn, I don't even know. Like, that bit hard, but I don't think I really like that bit like that.
Don't read no more. Every time. You gotta go through. Once go on your hard drive. Once you don't really like, put the
drop the bitch.
Out, bro.
I'm telling you.
The bitch gonna go up, dog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you got songs out there and them bitches in your backfire, you talking about you don't like them, drop them bitches.
Exactly. Mm.
That shit work like that every time.
Mm. Yeah. For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
What's up, world? It's the voice of DJ Scream from the Big Facts Podcast, here to let you know that Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS. Just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. And Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. And Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value. Now, you know my fellow ATLian Anthony Edwards is on fire. That's right. So when it comes to Prize Picks, I'm taking the more than when it comes to the points on Prize Picks because Anthony Edwards, he going crazy. And I can't sleep on Draymond Green. I'm taking the more than when it comes to Draymond Green and rebounds on Prize Picks because that boy is a monster in the paint. Go to PrizePicks.com/BigFacts and use code BigFacts for a first deposit match up to $100. That's right. Go to PrizePicks.com/BigFacts and use code BigFacts for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Visit the new website today, BigFactsPod.com.
What you think the biggest thing is that attributes to like your buzz and your success right now? What you think the biggest thing is?
The biggest thing, shit, probably just how much work I put in, bro. Mm. That's just, they beat the road, bro. You feel me? Days I ain't want to do it. Days I ain't want to record. Days I ain't want to shoot no video. Mm. Damn, they ain't had enough money to shoot the motherfucking video.
That's important, though. We talk about that here at Big Fat, though. So you still had them days, like, and I don't know about this shit. You still had them days.
Not now. Now it's up, right?
Oh, nah, yeah, it's up. Nah, oh, okay. But it's like, still, that bitch be like, damn, bitch. All right, well, let go then. Fuck it.
Yeah.
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 Just to keep it going. I know where I got to go, though. Mm. So, it's great.
Would you spend your last, if you had to invest in your rap career, before now and now, still to this day? You put every penny on it?
Yeah.
Is it people thinking you getting more money than you getting? You know how in the beginning when they start getting that money, motherfuckers swear like, man, bro, that nigga up. Like, he Jay-Z them now. You know what I'm saying?
Been thinking richer than a bitch.
You all the way gone.
Been thinking all the way gone. That nigga, he a billionaire, man. He got
it. Asking for some shit like, bro, I can't even get that for myself.
I'm telling you.
Nah, that shit be crazy. Yeah. As soon as niggas start making motion on the way to the bed, they swear you got it.
Yeah.
Niggas be asking for jets and elephants, all kind of dumbass crazy shit.
And then, a big goddamn, it done went from goddamn, I'm up for the XEF for $20, $10. Yeah. That shit done went to $2,000.
You get a couple bands.
They need 4,000. Damn.
Shit, you was just good with a dub last week.
Like,
everybody probably come your problems immediately.
Yeah,
that come with it though.
That come with it. That's the culture.
That's how it goes. That's the culture. That what that line mean? Bitch, you want to be a boss, but you gotta pay
the price.
Mm-hmm. You gotta pay the price. What all that shit mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How you feel when you hear? You know, imitation is the best form of flattery. But like, you know, you got some people that maybe kind of sounding like you, kind of taking some of your lingo. Maybe it's paying homage. Maybe not taking.
Yeah, nah, how you feel about that? I be looking at it like shit. They fuck with my shit. You feel me? So they just. I already know how that go. But one thing about it, you got to find your your sound. You ain't gonna collide. It's just like any song from any hit song that done been out here, bro. Let's just say, goddamn, Future Turn On The Lights. Remember that shit, bro? Mm-hmm. I could go on the booth right now, take all his lyrics from that song, say it the same way. That shit not gonna be no hit. It's not gonna sound like that. Like, mm-hmm. It don't matter who do it, you feel me? It gotta be Future. Mm-hmm. The original, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Well, that's just how that goes.
You gotta find what work for you.
But I don't look at it no type of way, like, you know, they fucking with it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Nigga already trying to knock your shit off?
There's probably people out there, but
some lingo. Some lingo spreading. You know, it could be a paying homage, but
man, this shit. Like, nah, this shit cold, but they niggas like see that. Some shit work, they feel like that the way.
Yeah. I work for that though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to work for that.
Yeah.
So it'd be like that, but it'd be like, nah. Ain't no disrespect, bro.
Yeah. What's your biggest vice you feel like? Is it women? Is it cars? Is it smoking? Is it what's your biggest vice? Or the shit you fuck up most of your money on?
Shit, I fuck up most of my money on. Got weed, bits and clothes. Mm. You feel me? Yeah, weed and clothes down there. Gas money.
Are you in the cars at all? Mm-hmm. You into like cars, like.
Yeah, on cars and shit, like.
You like old school cars?
Old school? Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm a young nigga. I'm gonna get one, though, just because.
The Florida way.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. I'm foreign.
You like fast shit?
Yeah, I like fast, foreign. Turn me up, speed up. I'm trying to get in the fast lane, you know?
That's crazy, man. That's crazy how.
What's some shit you seen, like, since you've been in this shit? You be like, damn, this how this shit really is?
Oh, no, now. Just all this shit, bro. Just like the fast motion, like the jury, the bads, like. I was saying, nigga used to go, nigga was goddamn shooting these videos. $150, $200 anti-social shirt. You know what I'm saying? Get me a little Nike jumpsuit and it's okay. Nah, goddamn shit. Huh?
Neiman Marcus.
Yeah, I left out of there, spent $7,000. Like, shit like that.
Just getting started.
Right. What made you feel like you had to go that route instead of staying the Nike shit?
Cause it's like, it's just like jewelry, you feel me? You can't, like, with this rapper shit, you gotta do it.
You gotta have a proper setup.
You got to.
Yeah.
So let me ask you on some Florida GOAT shit. Ross, Plies, Trick Daddy, Uncle Luke, or is it somebody else? Like, who would you put up there on some Florida GOAT shit?
Yeah, Kodak.
Kodak. Black. That's why I said somebody else. I might have forget.
And the other young nigga,
Trick.
Well, I said, you could be GOAT 2 and beyond. It said Trick, Plies, Ross, Uncle Luke, Kodak.
Rod Wave.
Said Rod Wave. Am I missing anybody? Florida GOATs. But who the one for you?
JT Money.
Guys, shit. I don't know, bro. You know, Plies, like, they had their errors, you feel me? Mm. Plies had a mean love. You know what I'm saying? He was the streets for real. So, I don't know. But Rod Wave, that boy, that's different. You feel me? But you know, you got Nardo Wick.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
I'm probably forgetting sorry too.
Which one you think you see yourself maybe potentially like locking in and do some work with like first?
I know me and Nardo got something coming for sure. I got something with Sexy Red too.
That's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard.
How much can you dive into that? Is it like some club shit or so? Like, how y'all coming?
Yeah, we coming just like that, though.
Club shit? Yeah.
I'm talking about strictly for that, too. Like, gonna turn you up.
Yeah.
So you about to drop an album?
Probably drop another tape. I'm probably dropping another tape. Straight gas, man.
You like to jump in with the artist, like in the lab, or send it back through the phone, emails, and all that shit? How you like to cook it up? Like when you were Red, did y'all get in?
Nah, that was through the phone.
Okay,
you know how that she you know, having her baby
and everything. So. Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, I like it. Either way, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? I'll be in the studio. I'll just cook up on your shit. We can be together. You know, when you be together, though, you get that real
chemistry.
Yeah, because you fuck around and for y'all both find a beat y'all like right now. Mm-hmm. And turn each other up.
You watch podcasts?
Huh?
You watch podcasts?
Not really.
I was going to ask what some of your favorites.
Yeah, nah, I ain't really.
You been on about that shit yet?
What
podcast you been on?
I've been on a lot of podcasts. I've been on Creep Through the Streets, all that. Mm. I know a song, I'm forgetting, I can't remember right now. But yeah. I've been on probably about 4, 5, 6, something like that. They said they need Elsa's. About
what? When I get big fat, big fat, big fat. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what you do to entertain yourself when you ain't hustling, like, and rapping? Like, is it a particular show on TV, particular movies? Like, what you do to entertain yourself?
I like to chill. I like to play poker.
Okay. You on the poker?
Yeah.
Hold 'em?
All the okay. Street poker.
Man, yeah, nah.
You ain't fucking with it?
I just do the boring hold'em
poker. Oh, you don't like street poker?
Nah, I can't keep
you up. You ever played street poker, though?
I haven't.
What is street poker?
Not street poker, but like chain game poker. Like,
oh nah, put me on.
Basically, it's the same thing. It's just a lot of twists and turns to it. It's a lot of different games.
That's that.
It ain't just text poker. Yeah, five card. You got low ball, 3-2-1.
Yeah, for sure.
Feel me? You got goddamn. You can play anything. Feel me? Different poker games.
So that's the main thing, like some poker or some shit.
All five cards can play all kinds of
right.
You play casino? Huh? You play casino too?
Yeah.
That's Omaha, right?
Omaha, you go to Texas, all that.
Yeah.
It's like Omaha, like, but time 10. Mm-hmm. You can just do the bitch any kind of way, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3-2-1, low ball, all that kind of shit.
What's the most you say, you know, came up with some gambling shit, and what's the most you say, you know, fucked up on some gambling shit?
I'm really, like, I ain't no gamble hauler, you feel me? Like, I know when
it's time
to get up. Yeah,
it ain't my day.
I lost 800 in screen, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't finna just sit there and just lose 12,000.
Burn the whole sack of.
Yeah, you feel me?
What'd you say, man?
Shit, I done did too many times.
Yeah, okay. You just gotta know if it ain't going, it ain't going. It ain't your day.
I feel like
it's your day, you gonna be here.
You gotta align gambling with sobriety. That's the first thing I learned the hard way.
I just quit.
Mm-hmm. That's good too. That's good too. But
can't afford that shit.
Yeah, nah, it's good too. Nothing wrong with little gambling. Little gambling.
Little gambling. I don't know.
I'm telling you, when you got down, they what it is though. Like, when you go there, like, oh, I'm going to gamble. Like, when you go there, like, I'm trying to run it off. Mm-hmm. That when you get fucked up.
You got to
just be drunk. It's some hoe. You bitch really just was kicking at the club. That when you came out for the club.
Yeah.
But then now you just ended up there like, I ain't trying to gamble, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to try this little whatever. I know I ain't, you feel me?
So you said do it for
you
fun.
Like that big going to pop. Now you done hit.
Yeah, do it for fun.
Yeah. Hey,
what's the shit your pop told you like when you were younger that you see now, but like, damn, that nigga right?
He was saying, like, he telling me about the streets. Like, man, I've been in the streets, but I ain't green, you feel me? Telling me, like, shit real, like, it don't last long. Like, it's a darker side, you feel me? Like, you know, I was just running around, but it's like, it's prison shit real. Like, yeah, I get a life sentence quick. Mm. Doing wrong shit. Mm. But I got a family member from like out of state. I think he was just in the car sleep type shit. Dogs done did all kind of shit while he sleep. He still get fired. Mm. You feel? He wasn't doing shit but sleep.
Mm.
Well,
What would you advise in this climate, in this culture, like for a young nigga to do? Like, what would you advise for them to do? They glorify the streets. This is what they see on social media. They're trying to get them some money. You know what I'm saying? We already talked about how the rap shit might not just shake out overnight. Like, what would you advise a young nigga to do?
So when you buy, I'd say probably about 13, 14, that when you starting to see and you trying to get into experiment shit, you feel me? So, like, I feel like then you should just go ahead and just chill, bro.
Yeah.
Get your job while you're in your people highs and be, because it's jits out here right now, all on TikTok. They 60 ball in the video line. Mm. These jits ain't playing selling candy. Yeah, go and do all that selling candy shit. You feel me? Say that bread, you get a mean head start.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Mm.
I wish I was doing that at that age.
Yeah, so that's what I was about to just say.
Yeah. I wish I knew that shit.
Where it go the other way for you? Like, was it somebody in your neighborhood? Like, where the influence come from for you?
I had dogs I hung out with, you feel me? We skipped school together, we smoking together, but we ain't know nothing about the selling candy and all that shit. Like, bitch, we skipping school. We ain't going.
Mm.
You feel me? Like, I don't know. That shit was crazy. It wasn't really, like, we knew to get money, but it wasn't like it's discipline. Like, it's not. It costs now. You feel me? Like, basically, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I was that, like, you could take a picture with $800. The bitch be like, okay, he a boy in motion. You know what I'm saying? He doing something.
Mm-hmm.
A bitch, at least think you doing something. But nah, bitch, you gotta take a picture with 200,000.
Oh, you ain't doing shit.
Or you're not doing a $2 million.
Right.
You need $3 million in cash.
Right.
In to the photo, right? To convince these people that you have emotion.
Say something.
You have no emotion unless you
need
do
to
that.
Get out, leave out of there, out of this mansion, go get in a whip. Drive to a jet.
I'm telling you,
bro, that's motion, bro.
And they still liable to look at the 200K line, but damn, he ain't got no zero on though.
Yeah.
That's strong right there.
I'm telling you. It costs to play, man.
Damn. I think, what do you think about the keep up game, though? A nigga got to get in their own lane and create their own motion, because you can't keep up with these niggas.
Nah, you can't.
How nigga gonna run out trying to keep up
some
with these niggas?
Can't keep up
like,
with
them. Certain niggas already won.
Yeah.
Niggas like Floyd and all them niggas about that cheer and shit. These niggas done won that race.
But see, that way you just, that why you gotta be disciplined and you gotta know that, okay, I'ma just let them cut up right quick. My time gonna come.
Yeah.
I need to, while they cutting up, I'ma try to just skate around and come up with them, you feel me? And then they might fuck around and run out. Now you your turn. Pop it. But don't be goddamn seeing them and now you foot pedaling behind them, and then you shorten yourself, and they still. You know,
nah, you know how you see niggas. Okay, this new car, now everybody gotta go get the car the same day. The new watch out, everybody gonna get in. Then it's easy to see when goddamn everybody still getting it, and you stop getting it. So why even start? You know what I'm saying? So, oh, nigga, I ain't even start getting in that race with y'all niggas.
Yeah.
They call around, oh, bro, we finna go get these new. So y'all go ahead.
Yeah, you gotta be different and keep a nigga about your business.
Yeah, you try to buy
the new
Virgil.
The new anything.
Man, I ain't.
Not
too though. And then by time he go drop, now you running behind him trying to drop, but then you can't drop because you know you ain't really scrapped like that. Now he know you ain't scrapped like that.
Exactly.
It fits, so it's just how that go.
Yeah, nah.
Just a big ass waste of time from the beginning.
Shouldn't even took your ass out there, boy. Save that money. Save that money.
Oh, what's the weirdest shit you seen a fan do? Like, female fan since you've been, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't really seen no weird shit. Like, it just be, let me get a pig, running down the. Oh shit, she learning.
What that shit felt like the first time you seen that, like, reaction?
It was like, damn, that shit, like, you know, A couple of my dogs were telling me, like, boy, you think you
break
your D-Lo, yeah. Boy, you had gone, boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Now, then seeing that, like, damn, he might be right. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Man, yeah.
So, what's next for you, boss man, D-Lo? What's next?
Shit, we finna drop this standing on business.
Mm-hmm.
That would be big, because that would take call. Got the video. The video get in with me. That bitch in the making.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch from the drop.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you shoot it at?
Air fought well. Swear to God.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
If you moved out your city, where you moved to?
Shit. Like, honestly. Probably like goddamn way like up north. Like I probably moved to like I was gonna say Orlando, but I don't know.
You say like North Florida?
Yeah,
North. Okay, good.
Gotcha. I don't really know, bro.
Oh, you wanna leave the state though?
Nah, not right now. Not right now. Mm. I would though later on for sure. But like I said, I want to live everywhere. I'm gonna be real estate and all that, so mm-hmm. I'm living everywhere.
What's some shit you love about Florida?
Huh?
What's some shit you just love about Florida? Like just Florida, like
I don't know, like just Florida. I just really like I know. You know what I'm saying? I know where I'm going. I know the you know what I'm saying? I know mm-hmm. the police. Like I know where not the speed, where to speed. Mm-hmm. Like,
you know how to navigate it.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about up here, how they playing it, but you know what I'm saying? Nowhere.
Oh. Mm. What's one thing on Boss Man D-Lo journey that if you could, you know, do it over, you would do it over?
Oh, no. I probably would have tried to, like, really take that, like, basketball shit serious back then. Y'all, bitch, I don't need somebody. NBA money, bitch.
Yeah.
For real.
Some rappers making basketball money now, though.
Yeah, I mean, but bitch, it take a minute to get that kind of money, bitch. Those people getting million.
Yeah.
200 million and shit like that.
Young damn. Niggas. Shout out to Ant-Man, Simpson Rose. Oh,
yeah. So would you play in one of them leagues? Like, you know how to be having the little leagues?
What, the celebrity?
Yeah.
Shit, yeah. I already told them people, man, listen. I just need, give me 2 minutes. Like, you feel me? The first 2 minutes, air quota. Take me out, though. I'm tired.
2 minutes.
2 minutes, I'm going to be at 4 points a quarter.
Yeah.
That's 16 points. That's good.
They got 100 M's for you right now, but you got to stop smoking and get fit.
100 M's?
100 M's. For two seasons. Two, 3 seasons.
I'm going to do that right
tonight.
Now.
Today. You know him? Yeah. You know the motherfucker?
She said I'll start right. Smoking. I don't lie.
Yeah.
For that chopper.
Yeah.
I got you.
That nigga Leap the Shooter's really showing them nigga how to shoot, too.
Yeah, he is.
The dude is a dude called Leap the Shooter. That nigga's like, he makes shots, like unbelievable shots. But he got all these rappers. He be training these rappers and kids, everything.
Mm-hmm.
How to shoot.
Oh, no.
That nigga hard. Mm-hmm. Pull him up when you see him. Leap the Shooter. That nigga.
Leap the Shooter.
That nigga mm-hmm. shooting through goddamn crates, all type shit. You seen
him? Oh, I think I know who you talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I think I seen him. That nigga was like on a treadmill on the.
I thought it was fake at first, but there's no way it can be fake. I thought it was fake.
That shit gotta be. He gotta be photoshopping or something.
I thought it was fake, but it ain't fake. It ain't fake. But what I can gather, it ain't fake.
Yeah.
He shooting like still.
Yeah. I think he be saying shit. You know, I ain't missed a two in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These kids got advantage these days with this. You know. Sports people helping them out. You know, we just go to the gym and then the nigga with the best talent, they getting that boo boo shit, making that shit hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They figuring it out.
I say you can't, it'd be hard, bro. You can't just in the hood, they got a little broke gold. Mm-hmm.
You have a training now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These kids learn fundamentals. They learn the real basketball.
They ate in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Where they getting? tennis ball drills, but all kinds of shit.
It's a different business. You could be a millionaire in college off this shit now. They paying college people, so you might as well invest in your kid.
The NIL shit now.
Could be a millionaire in
college. Like a little business, man. You get your kid some trade in it, man.
Yeah. So it's an investment, really, if your kid like that. You can flip it.
Yeah.
What's the final words you want to say to the people, the streets, Big Facts fans, Boss Man D-Lo fans? Give us some game. Give us some gems right here.
Shit, man. You know, I love the fans. Everywhere that they love me, man. Big Zay family. You know, save that money. Get some motion. Keep it going. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be hard. You're going to fall. You're going to have to grind. Can't cheat that grind.
Mm.
That's just what it is. Mm. Feel me?
Save your money. Get you some motion. And you said one more thing with it.
And you can't cheat that grind.
Don't cheat the grind. Yeah.
Gotta grind.
I like that.
Gotta grind. Because like that shit going to seem like you might drop 3, 4, 5, 6 songs and be like, ain't nobody listen. It, keep going. Watch. Feel me? You got to study. Keep going. Don't make music for you.
Right.
Say that again. Repeat that. That's gospel. Yeah. Say that again. Don't make music for yourself.
Don't make music for yourself.
There you go.
Don't. That shit. No, you can't just, oh, you think that's gas. You can't stream yourself a million times, bitch. You got to make it for them.
Yeah.
That's how that go.
Yeah.
Got to know that.
There it is. We appreciate Boss Man D-Lo pulling up the Big Facts. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, my boy.
100 million later, billion later, he said he's pulling up again. Same nigga. We appreciate him. Salute. Check us out, www.bigfactspod.com. Subscribe, like, comment on that Big Facts Network, too. Salute.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.